home of the Lord's. Covenant calls himself the unbeliever, because he cannot believe in the magic of the land. He fears it is merely a delirious escape from reality. A friendly giant, Saltheart Foamfollower, takes Covenant to Revelstone, where he is greeted as Urlord. The lords are shocked at Fowl's message that an evil cavewight holds the powerful staff of law, without which they cannot overcome Fowl's plot to ruin the land. They must rescue the staff from the cavewhite caverns under Mount Thunder. Covenant goes with them, guarded by Banner, one of the Bloodguard who have taken an ancient vow to protect the lords. After many encounters with Fowl's evil creatures, they rescue the staff from the cavewhites. The lords escape when Covenant, without knowing how, somehow uses the wild magic of his ring. But Covenant begins to fade and wakes in a hospital a few hours after his accident, though months passed in the land. A few weeks later, Covenant rushes to answer a call from Joan, only to stumble and knock himself out. He again finds himself in the land, where 40 years have passed. The lords are desperate. Fowl has found the Ill-Earth Stone, a source of evil power, and prepares to attack. The weaker army of the lords is commanded by Hyle Troy, who also comes from the real Earth. The High Lord is now Elena, Covenant's daughter by Lena. She greets him as a savior. A force of Bloodguard and lords is sent to Kurkree to ask help of the giants. But there Fowl has possessed 3 giants to house the spirits of his ancient raver lieutenants. The other giants are monstrously murdered. The surviving lord destroys 1 giant raver, and the Bloodguard sees a piece of the Ill-Earth Stone to return it to Revelstone. But the lord dies before he can warn them of its danger. Hyle Troy takes his army south, accompanied by Lord Morum, Covenant's friend. Fowl's army is commanded by another giant raver, and Troy is forced to flee to Garrotting Deep, a forest protected by an ancient, mysterious forestall, Keroyal Wildwood. The forestall saves Troy's army, but demands that Troy become an apprentice forestall. Elena has taken Covenant and Banner to Malincurian Skyweir, a mountain near Garrotting Deep. Inside the mountain, Elena drinks from the water called the Earth Blood, and thus gains the power of command. She summons the spirit of Kevin, an ancient lord, and orders him to destroy Fowl. But Fowl overcomes Kevin and sends him back to drag Elena and the staff to their doom within the mountain. Covenant and Banner escape down a river to meet with Morum, but again Covenant fades, to come to in his own living room. Filled with guilt, he neglects himself and wanders the country at night. Then he encounters a little girl endangered by a snake. He saves her, but is bitten. Again he returns to the land, to Kevin's watch, where he first appeared in the land. He has been summoned by a surviving Foamfollower and Triok, Lena's former lover, who has overcome his hatred of Covenant for the good of the land. In Mythil Stonedown, Covenant again meets Lena, a crazed woman who claims to have kept herself young for love of Covenant, though she is old now. During the 7 years since the staff was lost, things have grown worse for the land. Morum is about to be besieged in Revelstone, and no place is safe. Only Covenant can destroy Fowl with the power of the ring, they believe. Finally, Covenant sets out for Fowl's creche in the Far East, accompanied by Foamfollower, Triok, and Lena. They seek help from the Ramen, a people who serve the great Ranahin, the wild horses of the plains. But the Ramen are betrayed. Lena gives her life to save Covenant, but he is seriously wounded. He is saved by an unfettered one and healed. He meets Foamfollower and Triok, but they are captured by a raver and brought to the Colossus that guards the upper land. There, the ghost of Elena tried to destroy them, since she has been enslaved by Fowl. With his ring, Covenant overcomes her and destroys the staff she holds. He and Foamfollower continue down into the lower land toward Fowl.